Blog Talk Radio.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to another edition of Sports Urban Legend. Along with my co-host, Macaulay Matthew, I am, of course, William Ramo. Hey, what's up, Macaulay?
What's up? How's it going?
Hey, I'm all right, man. A busy, crazy Sunday evening going on here in sports. You know, we're going to, of course, you know, talk about, you know, what's going on, you know, with Mets and Yankees and, you know, as the season goes on. We're also going to talk about the playoffs for the, you know, NHL and NBA. And, of course, as usual, we're going to end it off with a little WWE, you know, update, you know, with Ric Flair showing up later tomorrow. But of course, you know, you guys know what's the big story going on in news. And, of course, that's the Donald Sterling thing. But before I get to that, you know, of course, folks, the number is 917-388-4189. That's 917-388-4189. So feel free to, you know, voice your opinions on it or any of the topics for today. But with that said, let's talk about this Donald Sterling thing. I mean, wow. I mean, where do you even start? As you, in case if some people who are listening to the show right now don't know, Donald Sterling is the longtime owner of the Los Angeles Clippers. And currently the Clippers are in the playoffs. And Donald Sterling, he was allegedly caught, you know, on video by his mistress, B. Strazini. Oh, I forgot her name. I don't know how to pronounce her name. Forgive me about that. But
her last name is Viviano or something like that?
No, I think that's her first name because I think she's all, she, some people call her V. Stravini, something like that. But any case.
I know her first name starts with a V, but I think her last name is Ano, something like that.
First one was with an S, but, I mean, you couldn't be right.
Yeah,
but,
I forget, man. Yeah.
But in any case, he was caught, you know, in videotape by his mistress basically saying some really offensive stuff about African Americans. And, you know, he was pretty, to make a long story short, he was, you know, PO'd that she was seen on Instagram taking a photo with, you know, of course, the legendary Laker, you know, player, Magic Johnson, and of course, you know, the owner of the Los Angeles Dodgers. And apparently, he didn't like her taking photos with African Americans. He didn't want her to be associated with African Americans, even though she is half Mexican and half black. So Donald Sterling has a history of, you know, saying and doing, you know, racist and offensive stuff, but that didn't stop him in 2009 from receiving a NAACP award, Lifetime Achievement Award.
Mm-hmm.
And in addition, they were planning to give him another one later this month or next month or something like that. So, I mean, some of the stuff he said, I mean, you'd have to go on TMZ or YouTube or whatever, or just put on the news and you'll see what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
But I mean, normally I'm not for people losing their jobs or position or in this case, you know, ownership. But I mean, there has to be changes, man. They got to get rid of this guy. I mean, who would have thought this guy is arguably one of the worst owners of all time, of all sports. And the thing that might finally get him out of Los Angeles as the owner of the Clippers is his off the court stuff that he said. I mean, this guy should have been gone a long time ago.
Yeah.
I mean, what's your thoughts on that? I'm sure you agree with my thoughts, but go right ahead.
I mean, it's inexcusable what he said on that tape to his girlfriend. I mean, you have your team, first of all, is, you know, mainly comprised of black players, and
mm-hmm.
you have you're an owner in a league that's mostly comprised of black players, and your girlfriend herself was part black. So for him to say those racist remarks, I mean, that's it's so hypocritical because, I mean, you're surrounded by black players and a black league. You know, that's what the NBA is. The NBA is mainly a black league, and yet he's making these statements that, oh, he doesn't want his girlfriend to bring black people to the games. I mean, black people are watching the games anyway.
On TV or in the stadiums.
Yeah, so it doesn't make any sense, but yeah, I think they have to, like, force him to step down as owner because this is, you can't tolerate this kind of behavior.
I totally agree. I mean, it's unacceptable. And, I mean, this guy, you know, this guy has a, you know, this guy is, shouldn't even be passing judgment on people, you know, because
mm-hmm.
they're race and, you know, ethnicity. I mean, this guy is far from perfect. I mean, this guy, he's, you know, has this lady on the side, and he's apparently been married to his wife for like 50 years at least.
Yep.
I mean, a typical entitled rich man who thinks he could just buy everybody and just basically the rules don't apply to him. And basically, I hope NBA Hope Silver, the new commissioner, you know, throws the book at him, you know. So,
mm-hmm.
you know, some people can, you know, basically, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm speechless, basically. I mean, the behavior and what he was saying is very, you know, unacceptable in the league or anywhere, basically.
Yep.
And, I mean, this guy is such a hypocrite. I mean, he doesn't mind taking the money from minorities, especially black people, you know, who come to his game. But apparently, you know, when he does real estate, he was, you know, very offensive towards, you know, minorities, you know, basically not treating them fairly. And apparently Elgin Baylor, who was a longtime executive, you know, with the Clippers, you know, after he finishes, you know, terrific career as a Laker player, he also left the organization because he felt that, you know, black players and black people within that organization were treated very poorly. So,
yeah,
I don't know how this guy got a Lifetime Achievement Award from NAACP. I don't know how the heck that happened.
I don't know how that was possible.
Somebody definitely did not do their research for sure.
Yep.
I mean, that's just inexcusable. I don't even know what to say about that. I guess I just said what I had to say about that. Now I think about it, but
it's crazy.
It's just, and you know, now the Clippers, you know, whose head coach is Doc Rivers, you know, a former Knick player, and of course an African American, and plus they have, you know, Blake Griffin, who's biracial,
yep,
and Chris Paul, you know, they're all African, you know, American superstars on the team. I mean, now they're in a tough spot because, I mean, they're probably thinking in the back of their mind, should they protest and, you know, to show that they, you know, their displeasure of their owner? But, you know, since they're in the playoffs, I mean, obviously this is what they play for. So this is their opportunity. So obviously they're going to, you know, play hard and try to win their first ever franchise championship.
Well, the Clippers today, against their game against the Warriors, before the game started, they showed an act of defiance by throwing their warm-up jerseys in the center of the court, and their warm-up jackets, I should say, and they still wore their warm-up gear, but they had it facing backwards, so that way, you know, the logo, you couldn't see the logo. So I guess that was their act of defiance, you know, against Donald Sterling and the organization.
My goodness. I mean, talk about being disenfranchised.
Yeah.
I mean, no pun intended. I mean, but come on. I mean, this is inexcusable. I mean, what he did.
It is.
And they lost, I believe, right?
Yeah, Clippers lost today by 21 points, so.
Hmm.
It doesn't make things better.
Oh, yeah, and another thing, Donald Sterling is expected not to be at the game, you know, Tuesday night when the series goes back to, you know, to L.A.
Yeah.
I mean, that's, you know, what can you say about this case? I mean, we'll keep following the case and update, you know, everybody what's going on next week.
Yeah, we got to see if NBA, what the NBA's going to do about this, if they suspend him or hey, force him to. Probably going to take a while before you have him step down as owner.
Oh, yeah. This is the chance that Silver has to distance himself from, you know, David Stern, who's, you know, very highly regarded, you know, as an NBA commissioner for many decades.
Oh, yeah.
So this is the chance that Silver could, you know, put his stamp on, you know, in his early tenure.
Yeah.
And finally get rid of this guy from the NBA. Like LeBron James said, there's no place for this guy in the league.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree. You know, a lot of players have tweeted their thoughts on this, and they don't think it was right. They want him out, it looks like.
Yeah.
They want him out of the league.
Yeah, Kobe Bryant said that, you know, he couldn't play for this guy. And it wouldn't be far away for him to play for him because both the Lakers and the Clippers play at the Staples Center. So
yeah.
All he had to do was switch locker rooms, go to the visitors' locker room. Or actually the home. Well, I guess unless if it's a Lakers Clippers game, but obviously that scenario won't happen.
And the breaking news, it looks like the NAACP says that they're not going to – they made the decision not to give Sterling another Lifetime Achievement Award, it looks like.
Can they rescind the other one? I mean
– I don't know, but it looks like they're not going to be giving him another one.
Well, good. At least they I would assume that, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know why they gave it to him in the first place, but, you know, that's – oh, yeah, by the way, Magic Johnson was saying that him and Cookie, his wife, will never attend another Clippers game as long as, you know, Sterling is still in power.
Yeah, and, you know, fans should boycott.
They should.
They should just watch the game on TV but don't attend the games.
Exactly.
He's still owner of the team.
Yeah, that's the only way you could. That's the only way you could hit him.
Mm-hmm.
That's the only way where you know a rich owner gets affected when you don't show up and pay the money, because that's mainly what you know businessmen care about, money basically. So hopefully people don't show up, you know, for the game. But another news shifting in the NBA playoffs. The Bulls, they're in jeopardy. They're down like 3-1 in the series. The Wizards, man, they must have got Michael Jordan to you know not be a owner of the Bobcats, and he's playing on the Wizards because who would have thought in the match the Michael Jordan Cup the first round you know of his former teams, you know you would have assumed the Bulls. You know, who have, you know, six championships with Jordan would have been leading in this series 3-1 instead of trailing. So what's your thoughts on that?
Well, I mean, I was watching some of the games today and yesterday and throughout the week. The Bulls don't have any offense. I mean, they have a defense, but they don't have Rose. They lost Lou. They traded away Luol Deng.
Yep.
They don't really have any offense, so I'm not surprised. And Wizards are a very good team now, you know. And
oh, yeah.
They played today without Nene, who got suspended for his actions in the last game.
Right.
But they'll have him back for game five, it looks like. But I don't know. Wizards are going to win this series, so.
Oh, yeah.
Not really a big surprise. I mean, Bulls, they're a great defensive team, but they just don't have that much offensive firepower, unfortunately.
And you know what I think this means? That means the rumors of Noah courting Melo is very true. They are going to push hard for this guy to come to the Bulls.
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised, but yeah. I mean, Melo would be a great fit on that team. They definitely need some offense, and he would be that missing piece.
Yeah, no doubt about that. I mean, Bulls and the Houston Rockets are rumored to be, you know, interested in going after him, you know, in addition to the Knicks, who are obviously trying to re-sign him and most likely going to, you know, name Steve Kerr as the head coach eventually. But, you know, we'll see what goes on with that. And, yeah, another thing. Shifting gears to the Rangers. You know, good game that they had today. They won 4-2, so now they have a 3-2 series lead. And they got a chance in game six to advance to the next round. So congratulations to the Rangers.
Yeah, go Power Rangers.
So with that, let's shift gears to the Mets. And Mets have been playing a lot better now, you know, lately. They're, what, 14-11. Just won today by the score of 4-0. Dylan G had a terrific performance. He went 8 innings, basically dominated the Marlins this afternoon. And they bounced back from yesterday's loss where they had the lead. Mejia, who's Henry Mejia, he had I think it was a 5-1 lead, and they ultimately lost the game, 7-6, in I think extra innings, if I'm not mistaken, I think in the 10th. And Friday night, the Grandy man can. He, you know, he got the walk-off hit Friday night, and the Mets won 7-6. I'm sorry. It was 4-3 on Friday after it was a crazy game. Mets was leading the game, and then afterwards in the eighth, Herman, he had a pitch that should have been called a third strike, which would have been the third out. He would have, if that would have been the call, he would have had six, he would have retired all six men. But what happened, the umpire did not call the strike. Next, same at bat, home run.
Wow.
To, I'm trying to remember who was the guy. Because I know he gave up one to Sol Talamacchia and somebody else, but I can't remember who it was. And the next batter, home run again, back to back. So the Marlins had a 3-2 lead going into the into the bottom of the ninth. And what was I gonna say? Cishek, their closer, he had like at least thirty saves in a row. I think 33 straight saves. But Mets were able to rally in the ninth and score two runs, and his streak was over. And unfortunately, Saturday night, he rebounded and got the save on Saturday. So Mets, they're playing a lot better lately. They had a terrific home stand, which is something they haven't had in the past couple of years, since the Jose Reyes, David Wright era of the Mets. But it's good they got the win. Now they're going to go down to Atlanta and another place they don't win a lot of games lately. They're gonna try to win some games down in Turner Field against the Braves. So that should be interesting.
Yeah, that should be a tough test.
Oh yeah.
See if the Mets can handle that.
Yeah, and it's a good thing that they, for the most part they've had great pitching throughout most of the year. So that's what's leading the charge.
Oh yeah.
Let me see another thing. Oh, yeah, shifting gears to the Yankees. One more thing before I go to the Yankees. Congratulations to Bobby Abreu. He did hit his first home run as a Met yesterday in a losing effort. So congratulations to him. That was his first home run as a Met, of course, and his first home run in 2 years since he didn't play last year.
Mm.
But shifting gears to the Yankees, Yankees are going to try to win this series tonight. Friday night, they had the let me see what happened. Friday night is when they got beat up 12-1.
Yeah, they lost 13 to run. Kuroda, he didn't pitch that good. He gave up a career-high 8 runs, 6 earned. That was probably the worst, his worst performance that he's ever had in his career. Friday night, but badly. And T.J. Wilson, who's been pitching great lately for the Angels, he got the win. I think he's just like 4-0 or 5-0 in his last 5 starts. So Angels, gave the Yankees an ass whooping on Friday.
And another thing, the last game Thursday, a Yankees Pineda got suspended, for ten games because he was caught with the pine tar.
Wednesday.
Oh, that was Wednesday. My mistake. Wednesday.
Yeah. Yeah,
but,
he's going to be suspended 10 games, which is 2 starts mainly. So.
Yeah, basically, right. But it was ridiculous. I mean, he was recently caught with it in his last performance against the Red Sox, So, I mean, he should have known better not to do something like that.
Yeah, I mean, come on. You made it so obvious, on your neck, man.
I know, for real. And, another thing, what was I going to say? Good thing Yankees, were able to rebound on us, yesterday.
Yep.
And now Yankees are going to try to win the series tonight, prime time.
Yeah, we got Tanaka on the mound, who's 3-0, 2.1 ERA. Guy has like 35 strikeouts, which is the Yankee record in his first four starts.
This might be his fourth, I'd say.
Yeah, and that's I think that's the fourth highest strikeout total in the pitcher's 4 starts in MLB history. So, guys,
he's on a tear.
Yeah, he's gonna be great. I wouldn't be surprised if he goes undefeated for the rest of the season.
It's possible. It's very possible. This guy is dominant, man.
Hey, that's what we got him from Japan, and he's young. He's like 25 years old.
Yep.
So he'll be on the mound tonight.
Yeah, so that's definitely must to watch, I should say.
Yep.
Later tonight. And, of course, tomorrow night, something that's going to be much must watch for, you know, wrestling fans is...
Woo!
Yep. The Nick Jabbar! Ric Flair returns to the, to the WWE. And, of course, you know, he's going to have a segment with his former Evolution brothers. Well, could be
Evolution.
After, you know, the Evolution members, Triple H, Randy Orton, and Batista have reunited to reform Evolution, and now Ric Flair is going to pop up. So I'm thinking two scenarios are going to happen. Because last time Ric Flair was in WWE, he was a good guy, even though historically he's always been a villain ever since, you know, his WCW, NWA days, you know, as the leader of the legendary faction, the Four Horsemen. So I think there's going to be two options. This is what I think is going to happen. Either he's going to show up, he's going to be, you know, he's going to form Evolution again. No, but he's going to reform Evolution. They're going to be his friend, and then they're going to attack him.
Yeah, could happen.
If this is a one-time thing, if Ric Flair is going to show up more, you know, and you know, be a heel, and he's going to be here longer than just Monday Night Raw, then the original Evolution members will be united. But I think realistically, I think, Ric Flair is going to be a one-time thing as of right now. He's going to show up. They're going to pretend like, you know, they're a united front. And then they're going to attack him because he's probably going to say something in favor of Daniel Bryan.
Yeah.
So I think that's what's going to happen.
It'll be interesting to see. It's been a while since Ric Flair has been on Raw.
Yeah, it definitely has been. What's the last time? Was the last time he was there when he was when he gave Miz the figure four as a submission finisher, I think?
Probably, yeah.
Yeah, I don't think he popped up. I don't think he popped up like around, you know. Yeah, I think that's about it. I think that was. I don't think he was there at WrestleMania because we would have remembered.
He was at WrestleMania. Wasn't he?
I assume he was, but I don't remember him being
like in a pre-show. I think
he might. Yeah, I think he attended the Hall of Fame and he attended the thing, but I don't think. But he didn't have any like any segments.
No, I don't think so.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see what happens with him tomorrow night. And of course, Daniel Bryan got attacked again by Kane, so he's gonna have a feud with Kane yet again. His former Yes, tag team partner, they're gonna face off at Extreme Rules, and of course Evolution, the aforementioned Evolution, they're gonna fight against the Shield, which that's gonna be another major match right there.
Oh yeah, Shield, they're angry, they're out for blood.
Oh yeah, and speaking of Daniel Bryan, I don't know if you heard, TNA basically copied the whole Daniel Bryan storyline and finally gave longtime wrestler Eric Young, you know, his first ever world championship reign.
Wow.
So, you know, congratulations to, you know, him. He won it a few weeks ago.
Congrats.
But, congratulations to him. But, I mean, he finally got his shot, but it's so obvious that they ripped it off. I mean, you know, he's a guy who's like a underdog kind of guy. He has a long beard. I mean, It's so blatantly obvious that they're ripping off, the Daniel Bryan storyline.
Yeah, it is, but hey.
Congrats to him. You know, he's been the company for like a long time, so.
Well-deserving.
You know, well-deserved. Congratulations to him. But with that said, what you got on your mind?
Well, check out the Yankee game tonight with the Angels. Hopefully Yankees win, and check out this show, Sports Over Legend, every Sundays at 6.
Thank you very much, man. I appreciate that. Of course, check out Mac Show. It's iMac, and it comes Saturday at 11 p.m. So check that show out as well. So my co-host.